Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Kelly Aben. In the headlines, a national development plan for the dairy sector has been handed to the government, which shows how milk production will be increased in Cameroon within the import substitution policy. Ways of containing hate speech have been examined today as Cameroon joins in observing the International Day for Countering Hate Speech. And in sports, the city of Douala, particularly the Japoma Sports Complex, is preparing to host the biggest athletic jamboree on the continent, the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship, in 2 days' time. Those were the headlines, and now the news in full. Plans are underway to scale up milk production in Cameroon within the import substitution policy. This follows the presentation and handing over of a document of the National Development Plan for the dairy sector to the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, in Yaoundé today. The document has been produced with the support of the German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ, as Ngu Henry reports.
According to one of the consultants of the project to come out with the document of the National Development Plan for the dairy sector, Albin Dufisa, Cameroon falls within those countries with the lowest per capita milk production and consumption. He says the country in the year 2022 produced 173 tons of milk, including 20 tons imported. The document presented and delivered this Tuesday to the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries was produced with the support of the German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ. Sarah Naji Rafat is the portfolio manager of GIZ Cameroon.
Will help also create more stable employment. We did the study. It is also helping health and has many positive impacts.
The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, says the document is a step in the right direction for the import substitution drive of the government in the dairy sector. The document that is still to be validated is a working tool to increase milk production in Cameroon.
Ngu Henry reporting. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense has expressed satisfaction at the level of realization and the quality of work by the military engineering corps in the construction of the new campus of the Combined Services Military Academy, IMIA. Minister Joseph Biti Asomo was speaking while visiting the site at Ekum Abang, a locality in Awai subdivision of the center region. It was disclosed that the phase of the work has attained a 40% realization rate. Albert Njembonde reports.
Roaring sounds of caterpillars and bulldozers bursting across the silence of Ekum Abang. Buildings to host the new EMEA campus and other facilities are germinating from what used to be part of the dense equatorial forest. Barely 8 months since Joseph Biti Asomo came to announce the choice of the site by Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya.
Pour la formation de ces officiers, Monsieur le Ministre, de cet espace de 45 hectares.
The minister is treated to a guided tour by Colonel Jackson Kamgeng, the director of the Military Engineering Corps and his collaborators, in what is to be the biggest military academy south of the Sahara, with imposing buildings to host the administrative unit, the refectory and the dormitories for male and female cadet officers near completion. 40% of the first phase of the work has been realized, with the execution rate advancing more than scheduled. The member of government took time to ask questions for further clarity to ensure that what is being done meets with the vision of the Commander-in-Chief President Paul Biya to ensure that the new EMEA campus reflects the history and age-old reputation of the school in the training of elite officers since its creation in 1959.
When we last came here, the deadline for the construction of the first phase was 12 months. 5 months after, 40% of the work has been done for only 17% of the time. That's why I want to congratulate the director of Génie Militaire and his team for the seriousness and quality of the work done.
Ici pour la qualité technique de ces travaux.
Joseph Betia somehow left the site after extending the hearty encouragements of the President of the Republic in the presence of local administrative and traditional authorities and the population, all too delighted for the mark of attention and affection shown to them.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde reporting. The sixth edition of the Cameroon Student Ingenuity and Talent Contest, JITEC, has kicked off in the professionalization complex of the University of Douala. The contest, which brings together Cameroonian students and young graduates, entrepreneurs from around the country, was opened today by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, in the presence of the Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiruma Bakari. At the end of the opening ceremony, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, explained the Head of State's vision in the law of the orientation of higher education in Cameroon. He spoke to our Sea Out of a Littoral correspondent, Scholar Maloke.
What the Head of State wants for the university new look is creation of enterprises by the universities, because the universities must promote learning, research, and also growth development of our dear and beloved country, Cameroon. It is a very fundamental goal for our country. And we know that students are very clever and they have a lot of imagination. And the Head of State wants that the students must create enterprises. We are here to see with the leaders of enterprises in our dear and beloved country, the Minister of Finance and the other minister, how they can help the students who are creating enterprises so that they can be the enterprises which are very performant. It is the mission I have here in Douala, and I call all the rectors of the vice chancellors of state and private universities to take the choice. The future is not only learning, teaching, but also creation of new enterprises.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. On to one of our headlines. Cameroon today joined other countries in the world to observe the International Day for Countering Hate Speech. On the occasion, social media users, media persons and civil society activists have called on the government to establish and see to the strict implementation of laws to check xenophobic utterances on the social media. Karen Kubong compiled their views in this report.
Hate speech is any kind of communication in speech, writing or behavior that attacks or uses discriminatory language with reference to a person or group on the basis of who they are. The effects of hate speech in Cameroon are far-reaching and are posing major threats to the unity in diversity that the country should enjoy thanks to its plethora of languages, cultures, and religions. The country project manager of Defy Hate Now for West and Central Africa, Desmond Ngala, holds that the development of new communication technologies has amplified the proliferation of hate speech.
We hear the terms Anglophone, Francophone, Camnogo due to the fast means of communication. We now have ICT tools that at an instantaneous rate, these kinds of communication go far.
Media personality Comfort Musa says these prejudices could further widen existing tensions between different ethnic, religious and political groups in Cameroon.
Hate online has been known to quickly metamorphose to violence offline, fuel stereotypes stereotypes, mistrust, and this undermines our social cohesion, and it makes it harder for diverse communities to coexist peacefully.
To social media user Sir Terence Animbom, most opinion leaders on the cyberspace have resorted to using their platforms to propagate hate rather than spreading the much-needed messages of peace, love, and development.
Bloggers today are into gossip, negativity, because negativity makes it easy for them to trend, get engagement by trampling on people's mental health, so full of xenophobic, toxic messages.
Like Desmond and Comfort, Terence holds that the government has the power to check hate speech on Cameroon's cyberspace.
We have community standards on the social media, but who actually checks that these standards are respected?
We need data analysis to give us the figures. When you have data, you can be able to show how wide the problem is.
This is very possible with the use of community-oriented regulatory measures by government.
They have called on the Cameroon government to refer to the July 2021 resolution of the UN General Assembly that calls for the promotion of interreligious and intercultural tolerance to better develop policies that counter discrimination, xenophobia, and hate speech on social media in Cameroon.
Karen Kubong reporting out of Cameroon. Kenya's government has scrapped some proposed taxes in this year's finance bill after a public outcry. The announcement by members of parliament came as police fired tear gas and used water cannon to try to disperse angry protesters in the capital, Nairobi. The Parliamentary Finance Committee has discontinued what would have been a 16% levy on bread, as well as higher taxes on cooking oil and mobile money services. President William Ruto has introduced several new and unpopular taxes with the aim of eliminating the country's national debt of nearly $80 billion since coming to power in 2022. And in sports, Cameroon will in 2 days begin hosting the 23rd Africa Athletics Championship, the continent's biggest athletic jamboree. As the competition draws near, the Japoma Sports Complex in Douala buzzes with last-minute technical preparations. Technicians and specialists are working round the clock to ensure that the various athletic arenas are in prime condition for the highly anticipated event, which will run from the 21st of June to the 26th, 2024. Rene Kache has the details from CLTV Littoral in Douala.
The Japoma Sports Complex, a jewel of modern architecture, is undergoing final preparations to welcome athletes, officials and fans from across the continent. One of the key areas of focus is the track, where some of Africa's fastest runners will compete. Technicians are using advanced equipment to measure and calibrate the track surface, ensuring it is perfectly level and offers optimal traction. They are also inspecting the start and finish lines, adjusting starting blocks, field events area, including those for high jump, long jump, pole vault, shot put, discus and javelin are receiving equal attention. Sand pits are being leveled and raked. Jump mats are being secured and throwing circles are being measured and marked to meet precise specifications. Safety nets for discus and hammer throw events are being reinforced to protect athletes and spectators alike. Technicians are also expected to install and test high-definition cameras and sensors for video analysis and instant relays. Local volunteers and technicians are also playing a vital role. Their involvement not only supports the technical preparations, but also fosters a sense of community pride and ownership in hosting such a prestigious event. Douala is ready to shine as it welcomes the continent's top athletic talent to its premier sports venue. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
And that's the end of the news read by me, Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.